You are listening to UNODC, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. I am today with Martha Miklin, Head Advocacy of UNICEF Austria. On June 12, the ILO will celebrate the Day Against Child Labour. What is UNICEF doing to fight this problem?
Well, child labour is a very big problem of our time. About 158 million children aged 5 to 14 are engaged in child labour, and it is very difficult to tackle this problem. But there is one thing that I have to point out. Education is the best preventive measure against child labour. When children go to school, they learn how to protect themselves, they learn about their rights, and they learn that they have the right not to be exploited. One example of what UNICEF is doing. Of course, it is easy to say that every child has to go to school, but the problem is that often children have to contribute to the household income. It's really a matter of surviving. So if you want to put children in school, you firstly have to talk about school fees. You have to abolish school fees. It's also about the informal costs, for example, the books and the clothes. All these are things that have to be addressed. And of course, the families need to be supported. They need financial support, also personal support. And of course, it is also a matter of tackling root causes, like, for example, poverty, discrimination. Girls are affected more often than boys, because in many countries in the developing world, a girl simply is not worth as much as a boy. And if you are a parent and if you have a girl and a boy at home, you would probably rather send the girl to work.
This year's theme being Give Girl a Chance and Child Labour, what specific problems do girl experience? You've already mentioned a few, but
yes, well, actually, it's about discrimination. It's about the lower value that girls have compared to boys in many countries. It's also that girls are supposed to do the household, for example. It's absolutely normal for girls to do this. It's nothing special. And well, so I would say the main point is discrimination.
In addition to being denied education, what other problems are children who work exposed to?
Yes, well, of course, at first they most of them do not get an education, although there are cases where children still go to school but have to work, for example, in the afternoon. The problem then is that most of these children often do not have the time to do their homework, or they do not get enough sleep, or the next day when they have to go to school they cannot really concentrate. So there are a lot of problems that come with it. Other dangers, well, of course, there are a lot of very hazardous forms of child labor. For example, children who have to work in the sex trade. They have to sell their bodies. They are abused as prostitutes. Children who have to beg, who have to steal. A lot of these children are trafficked children. There is, for example, debt bondage. Debt bondage means that children have to work off the debts of their parents, but they do not get paid for it, not at all. And often children do not really get paid. And as many children do not know about their rights, they have no idea of what they should earn, for example.
What is one of the biggest challenges that prevents children from going to school?
Well, I think that lies in the root causes. Poverty, discrimination. Really, a lot of families struggle to survive. And, you know, you need some money. And children cannot go to school because they have to contribute to the household income. So, as I said before, it's very important to support these families so that they can send children to school.
What mechanisms are in place today to combat child labour?
Well, of course, education. Education is the best way to prevent child labour. Child labour is a very complex issue. There are, for example, code of conducts, not to abuse children as labourers. There are inspections by companies to see if children really are not abused as child labourers. So there are a lot of mechanisms in place, but well, as I said before, I think education is the best way to prevent it.
What should parents do to prevent child labour and child trafficking?
It's not only about parents. Parents need to be informed as well. And so it's the duty of the government, of other media, to open up the discussion and to inform the parents about the dangers. And if they know about the dangers, they will not be so likely to them the children to work or to believe in the false expectations that are raised by traffickers.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the UNODC podcast. To find out more about our work, visit us online at www.unodc.org.